You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Hello, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast, with another a really great show that will reflect upon the times that's going on, maybe help some of you get through things. It's tough. I went outside for the first time, left my home to the dentist of all places, it was okay. I mean, I didn't get good news, but it was okay. And but anyways, we're going to talk about what it felt like to step away from my house and all of that. But today, we have a beautiful guest. She's been writing for the e-zine. We have to figure out how long. I don't know. Many, many, many articles as my featured writer. Her article is up in the she's the first article that I put up today for the May issue, and I'm going to bring in Barbara Berger. Barbara, how are you?
Thank you for having me, Natalie. It's wonderful to be back. Yes, we go back quite a ways now, and you have many of my articles on your wonderful site. So thank you for having me again.
Oh, third time,
I think this is our third or fourth radio show also, so there's articles, there's shows, so we're good.
Yeah, but you're such a faithful contributor, you know, and what people need to understand is that when I write, and I'll say, okay, it's time, sometimes I'll just put it in the subject line, and sometimes I'll write a little note or something, but it depends on how many I have to reach out to, which is probably quite a few, but Barbara chose this topic to discuss today. I asked her, I thought it would be good for her to do it because she is the writer. I mean, you know, I dabble in stuff, but I'm nothing like her at all. I mean, my goodness, she's got all of these books, 15 self-empowerment books and 30 languages, and Barbara, how do you do all this?
Well, I've been at it for quite a while, but it's my passion, just like you have your passion. I mean, When we follow our hearts, when we're in alignment with our passion, we have the energy to do it because God is with us. So that's the thing. So today I thought we should talk
about... No matter what, right? No matter what, we know we have to do this. So the topic today is now is the time to think positive and focus on all the good in our lives. And I'm sure everybody out there that's listening is having tough times, you know, staying, you're quarantined, you're staying in the home, or you're going to the grocery store, and it's not like you usually go, and, you know, like for me, I don't even go to the grocery store. My son is adamant, no, mother, you're not going. You're not going there. So he does all that for me, him and my daughter-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I could wear a mask, but he said, no, I don't. You know, I'm just blessed. He's just a wonderful son, a great father, a great husband. I mean, I'm tooting my horn about him, but he really is. But anyways, okay, time to think positive, Barbara. I'm going to let you start off with it, and I'll chime in. You know I will. You have this article in the magazine today. Go ahead. Take the stage.
I think that the thing that I'd really like to say to everyone is that we have to really understand the enormous powers of our minds, and that we have to call upon this power now, and we have to use it wisely, because the universal principle is that what we focus our attention on, we give our energy to, and it grows in our experience. So that means that if we understand this universal mechanism, that it's up to us to use our minds wisely in these very challenging times. And the other thing that's really important here, that in other words, that when we focus on health and strength and all the positive things in our lives, we give energy to that and we attract more of it. The other thing that's really, really interesting in connection with this is that science has now proven that when we think positive, uplifting thoughts, it actually strengthens our immune systems. And nothing could actually be more important for all of us right now than to do this as a very clear spiritual practice so that we strengthen our bodies, we strengthen our systems, and that we can feel more relaxed and confident in these challenging times. So that's what I would like to talk about today. I think everyone that I meet.
Yes. See, yeah, I was smart. I'm no dummy. I know who to say, okay, Barbara, you decide what we're going to talk about, because this is a tough period in time. And of course, you're in Copenhagen, and so that's why the show is on today at 2. What time is it there? What, 8-ish your time, I guess?
Yes, it's 8 hours. We're 8 hours ahead of the East Coast. So, yes, Europe is 8 hours ahead. So it's 8 p.m. here.
Yep. And so...
And Europe is... I live in Copenhagen, Denmark, which is in Scandinavia, and we've also been in lockdown since, I think it was the 11th of March.
Right.
And actually, the country that I live in, they have now, the curve has flattened. We're a bit ahead of the United States, where we had it before. In Europe, we had it before you had it in America. So we're a little bit ahead of you guys, and now we're sort of... I know it's starting in America, but here it's already started, that the easing the restrictions, and that you can go out a little bit more, and they're experimenting with it. So it's very, very important that we continue to take care, and we have social distancing, and that. But the thing that we can add, and Natalie and I can add now to your toolbox, is that positive thinking strengthens our immune system. Positive thinking makes the body go strong. And so how do we actually do this in practice? And I would like to say, actually, I would like to say that if you go in on my website, which is beamteam.com, www.beamteam, beamteam.com, on the very front page, there's a little box for a free ebook, which I've written, which is called The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works. I would highly recommend that if you're interested in understanding more about the way the mind works and how you can use your mind to focus more precisely and clearly on the good that you would like to experience in your life, that you request the free ebook and we'll send it to you. And it's a short thing, but it will help you understand the basic principles that we're talking about here.
And strengthen how you think. I mean, sometimes people need to be able to read something to understand. Mm-hmm. I like it both ways. Mm-hmm. I like to hear and I like to see. But, I mean, everybody's got their own preference. And I think, you know, we were saying, and I was saying that I went out to the dentist yesterday and... you know what it felt? It didn't feel any different. It was like I just stepped out of one world and into another. And we were all kind of laughing because the girl said to me, she says, well now, how long have you been in? I said, it was 7 weeks on Saturday. She said, but you work from home. And I said, yeah, so it's not so tough for me. But, I mean, there are things that I do miss, you know, that I really like to – I like to do, but I'm not sitting and pouting and stomping my feet. And probably like you, Barbara, you're probably keeping very busy. You're probably writing. And what I'm
what I'm doing is, you know, I work every day as a coach and a therapist. And there's been absolutely no difference in the sense that the only difference is that people don't come to my office at the moment. We do all the sessions on Skype or on the telephone, and doing sessions on Skype, we still get to see each other. So people still want to talk, and people still have their issues. So I'm very busy every day doing what I always do. But I have noticed across talking to people is that not everyone, but some people are much more anxious and much more. It's sort of different from person to person. I'm feeling more sort of vigilant, oversensitive. And so I'm working with a lot of people on this whole concept of trying to focus on the good and how exactly do we do it. And one of the things that I've discovered is that science has proven that if we spend 5 or 10 minutes a day, 3 times a day, thinking about, focusing on, contemplating, creating an elevated state in ourselves. In other words, thinking thoughts about, for example, gratitude. What are you thankful for in your life? What do you truly appreciate? What is it that you've been blessed with? Instead of focusing on what we find challenging, to make it as a specific movement of mind. And I would highly recommend that people try this, because the thing about working with gratitude or appreciation is that once you get going, I would suggest, for example, if you're new to this practice, that you take out a block of paper and you write up on the top of the book, the piece of paper, I am thankful for. And then you can just start writing. And when I say thankful for, I mean most specifically all the things. Just start looking around you. You know, I'm really thankful because I have a nice place to live. I'm really thankful because I have food in my refrigerator. I'm really thankful that I don't live in a refugee camp in the Middle East. I'm really thankful, you know, that I have a computer. I'm really thankful that I have a telephone. I'm really thankful that I can watch TV. I'm really thankful that I have all these books. I'm really thankful that I have a lovely bed to sleep in. I'm really thankful that I have a little money in the bank. And once you start, and then you can say, I'm really thankful that I can walk and I can talk and I can hear and I can see. And when you start writing a list like this, you can actually write pages and pages and pages.
Oh, yes. And I'm sitting here thinking of things in my head when you're talking about, and I do this every day. And, you know, my girlfriend, she took me for my dentist appointment, and she said, you're amazing. And I said, why? She said, because you, look how healthy you are. I said, yeah, but you know, I do, and I want to say, I do a lot of beautiful things. I am very blessed. I just told you about my son. I'm blessed. He won't let me go anywhere. I mean, no, you're staying home. I'll get it. Mother, I'll get it. You know, and so you can start with that. I have a cell phone. Like you said, I have a phone. I have television. I'm paying my bills. There are people out there who can't do that. How tough must that be? So I am, I'm a super grateful woman at this point in my life, and good health, and walking and talking, and people around me that love me, and they're not necessarily just family. They're friends that I've friendships that I've cultivated over the years, and like you, Barbara, I mean, you've been writing for the magazine for I'll have to figure out how long, but I know it's been a long time, and you have people like that, and everything that I get in email regarding the magazine right now is I hope you're safe and good. And then they go on to say, here's my article, here's my press release, blah, blah, blah. And I do it back to them. Because when you write that back, it's meaningful because it's coming from me to you. And there's just so many things. And it's a wonderful practice to get into every day, not just during these times, but every day. But you know what, Barbara? I really think a lot of times people slip, and they'll sit there and they'll say, oh, geez, you know, I can't go to the movies, or I can't go have lunch with a friend, or I can't. Mm-hmm. Put that all aside. Put it in a box, put the lid on, and shut up. Because at some point in time, we will have semblance of normal. I'm not saying it's going to be exactly like it was. I don't know how you think, Barbara, if it's going to be the same. I think it's going to be a little different, but we're going to be cognizant of everybody. We're going to be more aware, and I think that's a good thing myself. I don't think that's going to be a bad thing.
Of course, it's a good thing. Yeah. But just to go back to what you were saying, this gratitude list idea and this being so appreciative and so what you're so grateful for and how blessed you are, the really interesting thing about this mechanism is that when we know that what we focus our attention on grows in our experience, and that because of law of attraction, what we focus on, we attract more of it, it's really interesting that we human beings, we often, a lot of people do, we wake up in the morning And what is the first thing that we think about? A lot of people start by focusing on the one or two things in their life that's not going so well, or the one or two things in their life that they're worried about. And when we know the law of the universe, that what you focus your attention on grows in your experience, it's not a very smart strategy. And so you can say that in this challenging time now, it's not a smart strategy. And again, we can broaden that a bit, and we can say, if you're feeling very anxious, I often say to people, okay, you can watch a bit of the news on TV, but don't watch it all the time. Don't get too much of the fear machine, the negative input into your system. Don't watch it all day. Don't watch it many times. I mean, okay, you have to check in, and you have to find out, you know, are we still in lockdown? Can I go out today? Or what, you know, we need to have some of that information, but we don't need to constantly plug into, I call it the fear machine.
Well, it is. Because you sit up and you think, oh, my God. I mean, and everybody interprets in their own way. It's you and I not be like somebody else, and they're listening to all this, and some of it is just garbage. You know, listen to it. I have some favorite people that I listen to, just them in the morning, and that's it. And I'm done.
Okay.
Because even on Firefox, it'll say, we recommend you don't listen to the news more than three times in a day. Actually, it could probably be less. That's really true. It pulls you
down. Again, it's also because the focus is, you know, on all the disasters. They're not reporting all the people who are well and strong. They're not telling us about all the people who even got sick and who got better. I mean, they're not giving us the good news, and we know there's a lot of good news. I mean, the one thing that I don't know how it is in the States, but here in Europe, one of the things that's I think is really good about it is that there's a lot of celebration and support for hospital workers, healthcare people. There really is a swell from the population. You know, there's the standing on the streets and clapping, and so and that kind of togetherness and that kind of you know, social responsibility and really being grateful for these people who are on the front lines. That's the really the good thing that's coming out of this more the community feeling, that we're all in this together. So it's definitely true what you're saying, that hopefully there'll be a lot of positive changes in the world after all of this experience that we're having.
You know, and I've said this before on the show, Barbara, that to me it's kind of like a comeuppance. It's like the divine said, okay, you think you got it in control? I can change it on a dime. And the world has been revolving around money. You got to revolve around people. It's about people. And, I mean, you know, I don't like to hear things that happen. I don't know if you find this, but I do. It's like some days I feel like I have the weight of the world on me. And I'm an empath. Mm-hmm. We talked about that before. And then I'll say, well, come on now. You know, you can't fix it all. Well, you know, give me the tools. And I got and I'll try. I mean, I'll wave that wand so many times over the whole world, because I just feel if more people remain positive and give good support and take care of people, the elderly, because they're the most vulnerable, I think, and do some really nice things for people. We've always done that. You and I have not changed, really, if you think about it. We support people. Look at what you do with your sessions all the time. I mean, you give a lot of yourself every single day. And I think it's going to be beneficial for the whole world.
Well,
it really, really is.
I think the other thing that's really important in this connection to what you're talking about now is that what we can do, and again, the most important thing that we can do is that we lift our consciousness and that we have a high vibrational frequency. Because it's very important to understand that the higher your frequency, in other words, the closer we are to unconditional divine love and God realization, or whatever you want to call it, the more powerful the energy is. And so it's a combination of, yes, what we do in the outer, but more important is the inner, where we're coming from and our level of consciousness and the frequency. That is the, It's the inner ABCs. That's the determining factor. You could say that each one of us is sort of like a radio tower, and we're broadcasting a signal into the universe. And the higher frequencies, they are much more powerful than the lower frequencies of fear, depression, apathy, guilt, shame. They are not so powerful. So every loving thought we have, every thought of gratitude we have, it has a powerful effect not only on our own lives, but on the lives of everyone who we meet and everyone surrounding us. And then if you think that we're all connected on the invisible plane, which we are, we each one of us affects the whole field of consciousness. So the fact that
you were talking about the radio,
the
and when you were talking, I was thinking to myself, like, you know, you can tune into a radio station and you get static. Well, don't do the static. Turn it in so that the frequency is strong. It's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Not in between the channels, right on the channel. And you're, I mean, I've been practicing this more and more, but it's like I don't have to think about it, though. I mean, maybe I've always done it, I just never paid any attention. I mean, sure, we all want things in our life. We want things to change. Mm-hmm. But when you think of what's going on for a lot of people all over the world, these little things, well, you know, it's being recognized what you want, obviously. But there are more important things to take care of right now. And maybe, and I think about this a lot, sometimes what you really want, the timing could be off, or, you know, everything to me is God. God will say, okay, Natalie, you know, we really don't want you stepping in this right now. We're going to hold this back because it's all about divine timing. So I use every bit of energy that I have, and I just try to concentrate on beautiful things and the beautiful people and writing beautiful notes to everybody in my emails. And, you know, that's just the way I am. And somebody says, well, aren't these automated? No, I write each one myself. Nobody writes for me. No, Robert gets my own personal email. It's not like, oh, thank you for this and thank you for that. So I just think that you've got to find your avenues, don't you? But what do you do, Barbara? What do you tell your clients?
Well, I think just to reflect back on what you're just saying now, I think that one of the determining factors about how we use our time and how we focus our energy, you could say, we could ask ourselves, what I'm focusing on, when you just talked about the things that we want, is it for the small self? In other words, like, what's in it for me? I want to get this. Or is it coming from your higher self, the greater part of you, which is, how can I serve? How can I contribute? How can I ease suffering wherever I go? How can I be of benefit where I'm standing in the world? Why did God place me here? And what is the highest and best I can do here in this situation? What is the highest and best I can conceive of right here, right now? And that's the thing that brings the greatest benefit, both for us personally and for whatever we're doing. So in other words, it's that there's no doubt when you have that high frequency, it just feels better.
And you feel good all over. You just feel much better.
You know what I do,
and I tell everybody this probably every week, is when I'm working on my magazine, for example, because that takes up a lot of my time, is I put my headphones on, and I've got all my music in my cell phone. Usually it's the oldies, because I'm from Motown. Mm-hmm. I'm from Detroit, and I've got all of those there. And, you know, my son will come in, and he'll say, Mom, God, I can hear those headphones all the way out by the garage. I said, well, good. You're not going to miss the beat then, are you? Because I have it so loud. And, you know, I'll sit in my chair, and I'm kind of dancing around. Sometimes my cat looks at me and says, Mom, what are you doing? You're dancing in your office. That's right. I'm making myself feel good. You know, and that'll help, too. So people, when you're alone, turn your music on. Find some music. Play something that you really love, whether it be, you know, symphony. I love symphony stuff also, though. Or what I'm playing, you know, Motown, oldies. I love all that. I love all of it. And I think you just have to seek out and find something that makes you feel happy.
Good.
Even if it's small, Barbara.
But again, music and dancing for yourself, I mean, that, you can't do that if you don't have good energy. And it get your energy gets better when you do that. So it's perfect
I mean, I'm putting in these things faster, and the images are going in right, and the hyperlinks are going in right. When I did your article, yours is the first one in there. Barbara always gives me a list of all the articles that she has contributed to Mystic Living Today. So, but what I do is that I do hyperlinks, so that and hyperlinks take a little bit of time. I mean, it's not just you copy and paste and put it in. No, no, you got to do something else with it. And so I did hers first today, and I'm sitting here thinking, my goodness, you're doing this awful fast. You just got this down to a science. But I don't even, there's tons of articles and previous radio shows. But you see little things like that, and when I was doing it, I was had my music on. You know, and then I'm looking at my notes, and then I'm putting this in, and then I've got this edit pad pro that I have to use to put in. I mean, I've got three different things going at one time, but I feel good about it. So when I put in something like that, and I use the magazine because I'm doing it today and tomorrow as a, you know, as to let everybody know what it feels like, I am at the highest I could probably be. And when I do the magazine, I know I'm doing it for the good of the world, because I'm helping to promote beautiful people like you, Barbara. You know, and the gratification I get is that people keep submitting, and then they tell somebody else. And you know, and that's what really makes me feel good. But dancing and music, and it'll put you in another place.
Everything that you describe is the high frequency. I mean, you're not only pleasing yourself, you're doing a good service for the world, you're sharing positive information, and you're having a good time doing it. I mean, what you describe, that's how I feel when I'm writing a book. It's like I'm inspired by the divinity. I always feel that it's not really me writing, but that I'm channeling, or whatever you want to call it. That
automatic writing,
Exactly. It's like this, and it feels so, so powerful. And I know that when I'm being used as an instrument of this intelligence, that's my purpose, and nothing could make me feel more ecstatic than that. So I hear that's what you experience. So we know that's what God wants you to do, because it feels good. So please continue.
Right. I mean, I don't moan about it and think, oh, gosh, I pace myself. I mean, I don't start like at 8 in the morning and go till midnight each day that I'm doing this. I don't do that. I kind of, you know, I do other things. I walk away. I have three monitors, so I'm bouncing back and forth and all these things. But I thrive on it, Barbara. I thrive on it. It's like, think of yourself like you're just sitting up on top of this mountain and you're doing this, and it's making you feel so happy that promoting everybody, poetry, excerpts, press releases, your beautiful stuff, Barbara. I mean, I can't say it enough what an honor it is for me and how good it makes me feel. So I think everybody, they're going to say, well, I don't do that. No, but you need to find what you really, you'll find it, and you'll know right away, wow, I feel really good. Mm-hmm. Put your headphones on. Mm-hmm. Put the radio on. Mm-hmm. Start with music. Music, and they said that in studies, I think, that music can make you feel really good. And it does. It really does. And when I do my, I have a stationary bike. I mean, it's a pretty nice one. I put the headphones on then, too. And then I'm flipping through my mail, and I'm listening to the music, and my cat's looking. God, she's bouncing around on the seat. She's like got her hands moving. She must be dancing again, but she's sitting down. That's right. I am. That's what I do. But I think if I could be playing the music, I'd be happy 24/7. I just love it.
You're divinely inspired, so that's so beautiful to hear. So just keep on whatever you're doing. Actually, last book, which is called Find and Follow Your Inner Compass, is really about what you're describing, that when we're in, I use the inner compass as a sort of symbol of when the compass is pointing north, in other words, when we're in alignment with our true selves, our higher selves, with the God force within us, whatever you want to, we feel good. We feel ecstatically happy. We are fulfilling God's purpose for us, and each one of us is a unique creation of the living God, you could say. And so each one of us has a unique pathway, a unique purpose, and only we know. We can only decide for ourselves, and we can only feel for ourselves. So when we have that good feeling sensation that Natalie is talking about, then we, it's sort of the signal from the universe, Natalie, you're on course. You're sitting there listening to music. Everything is flowing through you. Yeah. I have the same when I write my books. It feels like I'm plugged into to the divine.
I am. I have people around me, and one in particular, she's listening right now, that, you know, she is one of my champions. I call them my champions. And she talked to me last night, and she said, this is going to be okay. This is going to be okay. You're going to see. And so I walked away from my computer, and I was, you know, I have to line up the magazine. It takes a lot of my time. I mean, I just don't sit there and throw everything up. I mean, I have a book that I've got all my articles and everything that's been sent to me in a book. And so I looked at it, and I looked at the previous issue, and I got to contact this one and this one. I haven't heard from them. What's going on? And then I went back. And I said to her, I feel so much better. It was probably because of what she said, but I was open to it, you see. And I did listen to my music yesterday.
What did she say?
Well, I went to the dentist. I have to have an extraction because they can't fix the crown. I have what's called a vertical, a vertical root fracture. And my molar in the back, and I went to my dentist yesterday, and it's really stupid. I'm not stupid. It's not stupid, but the way I felt, I left, and I felt like somebody was going to take a part of me. It was dumb, and it just hit me. And you know, he said to me, "There isn't anything. If I could redo that crown, I would." But he said, "I can't." And to get an implant is $4,500. Well, I can't do that either. So so I have to go see this oral surgeon, and it just weighed on me, and I don't really know why. But she was talking to me. She just, you know, she said, it'll be good, you'll see, it'll heal, and you won't miss a beat. But she's one of my champion of all champions, and she's known me probably 20-some years. So that helps. That helps a person like myself because, you know, I've got a lot of stuff going on in my head all the time. I'm always thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm always out there, and I got to talk to my webmaster about this and this and this and this. Mm-hmm. How's my son doing? My granddaughter's at home. And, you know, I've got a lot that I think about. But I guess it was something that I never thought I would have to have happen to me. And, I mean, it's going to be fine, I know, but it did something to me. But what it did, it didn't shake me up, but then she talked to me and I walked away, and I started figuring out what I was going to do in the magazine, and pretty soon I'm back on target. Oh, well.
Good.
It's all good.
Well, I think
because you know what I said to myself, Barbara, you know what? It could be worse, Natalie. First of all, nobody told you you were going to die. They're not cutting off your hand. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You start to think, well, God, how stupid that is, you know. But, I mean, it did a number on me, and I don't, because I wanted it to be repaired. And my endodontist said that, yeah, you can repair it, but usually it fails. And he said, and then you're back where you started. So why go through all that? All of that you have to go through, knowing you're going to end up at the same finish line. So, that's true.
I think this is a good point now that you have mentioned a physical challenge, that we should do a spiritual treatment for physical healing. I have one that I would like to do for all of us and for all of our listeners. And this is a spiritual treatment for physical healing by the great American Science of the Mind teacher, Ernest Holmes. So it's his words, it's his treatment, and what I would like to do is, it'll only take a minute or two. I'm going to say it out loud.
I would love it, yes.
Yeah, but I'm going to say a sentence, and I want you to repeat after me. So it'll be both from Barbara and from Natalie, this spiritual treatment for all of our listeners, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to start, and then you're going to just say each sentence after I say it, okay? So we're going to begin now. Okay, so this treatment is for all our listeners.
This treatment is for all listeners.
Yes. The words that I speak.
The words that I speak.
Are the law of good.
Are the law of good.
And they will produce the desired result.
And they will produce the desired results.
Because they are operated on.
Because they are operated on.
By a power greater than I am.
By a power greater than I am.
Good alone goes out from me.
Good alone goes out from me.
And good alone returns to me.
And good alone returns to me.
And now for our listeners.
And now for our listeners.
Your body is a manifestation of the living spirit.
Your body is a living manifestation of spirit.
Your body is created and sustained by the One Presence.
Your body is sustained by the One Presence. Created. I missed part of it.
Okay. It's created and sustained.
It's created and sustained.
By the One Presence.
By the One Presence.
And the One Power.
And the One Power.
That power is flowing in you.
That, say it again.
That power is flowing in you.
That power is flowing in you.
And through you now.
And through you now.
Animating every organ.
Animating every organ.
Every action.
Every action.
And every function.
And every function.
Of your physical body.
Of your physical body.
There is perfect circulation.
There is perfect circulation.
Perfect assimilation.
Perfect assimilation?
Assimilation, yes. And perfect elimination.
And perfect elimination.
There is no congestion.
There is no congestion.
No confusion.
No confusion.
No illness.
No illness.
In you.
In you.
You are one with the infinite rhythm of life.
You are one with the infinite wisdom of life.
Which flows through you.
Which flows through you.
In love.
In love.
In harmony.
In harmony.
And in peace.
And in peace.
There is no fear in you.
There is no fear in you.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And no uncertainty.
And no uncertainty.
In your mind.
In your mind.
There is only perfect life in you now.
There is only perfect life in you now.
Perfect health in you now.
Perfect health in you now.
There is only one life.
There is only one life.
And that life is God.
And that life is God.
And that life is perfect.
And that life is perfect.
And that life is your life now.
And that life is your life now.
And so it is. Amen.
And so it is. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I love that. I almost started to cry. I mean, it was... I said that with a lot of conviction because I really meant all of it. And I know people listening will say, well... I mean, no, I'm not. I don't go on the pulpit, but my voice carries, and I love that, Barbara. That is beautiful.
So This is what I mean by, this is a spiritual treatment for physical healing, and we can say these kind of scientific prayers many times a day. And as you know, the article that you posted today, the next article from me on the magazine, is, again, a scientific prayer to lift your consciousness today. And in that article, I have presented for all of our readers, so anybody who's listening now, you can go in and see the article, and there
exactly,
is a scientific
right there.
Prayer about, right there, perfect health, which my son and I created. My son has written these fantastic spiritual novels about dramatic earth changes like we're having today, and this prayer we were actually given from above. So again, if you would like to try some of these scientific prayers, please go in and see the magazine and see my article that Natalie just posted, and you have a good example of how to do this.
Exactly, and all the other articles are right beneath it, and she's the first one as the featured writer. And it's, if I would have known this, I could have just read this right from here. But I like hearing you and then repeat after, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could have said, well, Natalie, go look at the article, and this is exactly what I'm going to tell you. But that was not, no, that was not meant to be. Everybody needs to listen to this. It was not meant to be that way. It was meant to be, Barbara says it, then Natalie says it.
Mm-hmm.
What a team. What a team we are, Barbara.
But it's so powerful to speak the word for, and this is a scientific prayer that we speak the word. In other words, it's a positive affirmation that the good that we seek is already fully present with us, and that by focusing our attention on it, we help it to manifest, we attract more of it. So I do it several times a day and speak these kind of prayers out loud, slowly, and you can direct it. You can do it for yourself. That's why I always say when you start a prayer, you say, this treatment is for me, and then you can do it for yourself. Or you can say, this treatment is for my family, or you can say the name of your friend, or we can also
right.
do it for the whole world or for our community.
Right.
But it's very, very powerful because it's a positive way of connecting with the deeper self, the higher self, and focusing our energy on, again, all the good that we seek, it is here, but we have to focus on it.
Yeah, because it's all the other stuff is just going to pull you right down to the ground, and then just think how hard it's going to be to pick yourself back up again when you're on the ground. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Do what I do. Put those headphones on and play that music as loud as you want. Because
well,
put a smile on your face, and pretty soon you're going
to
be dancing in your office or in your living room, and if you have an animal, they're going to be looking at you and thinking, what in the world is she doing? But see, my cat is used to it now, because I've been doing this for years, and I'll tell you something, when my headphones go out, I'm in a state of panic. I mean, I have Bose right now. I got the best ones I could get, because I have to have them permanently with me, you know? I mean, I would be lost. I would really be. So I think it does something for me. I get something from within from it. There's just something there that it's a need for me to do that. And I really, it's a great thing, so everybody should try that. And another thing I do, and I mentioned this last week, and people are going to laugh, is I go to a place called Pogo.com, and they have all kinds of, it doesn't cost anything. They have solitaire. They have world-class solitaire. They have flying aces. They have these little games. And what happens is it makes your mind work, okay? You have to focus. I mean, I can be doing that and doing something else at the same time, but that's me. But, I mean, you can go there, and if you want to stimulate your brain because you're sitting there watching TV all day, go do that. They've got hundreds of things. And it's fun, and you come away and you say, oh, I got a badge. I mean, I have 400 badges, I think, or something like that. But I've been with them for like 12 years because somebody put me in that direction. And I didn't play it for a long time, and now I do it when I have time. Now, I probably won't go there today or tomorrow because I'm focusing on the magazine, but I'll have my headphones on. You can bet your sweet life on that. They're sitting right beside you, raring to go. So, yeah. So what do you do, Barbara, to and similar to what I do. I mean, I know you have clients,
but
you've got to do something for yourself.
I do. I mean, again, my book, for example, The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul, the whole book is actually different things, different ways that we connect with the divinity within us. And one of them is actually, this is a Natalie thing, the music, the dancing. People have different preferences, you could say. And one of the things that I really, that turns me on, which is very important for me, is I go in nature as often as I can. And I have my power spots in nature. And I have my places where I like to sit, and I live very close to the water here. And Denmark is surrounded by water everywhere, so the beaches are very close. And we have some very, very old oak trees in the woods north of Copenhagen that, I mean, some of them are like 500-600 years old. So I have my special oak tree, my power spot, and I like to sit with my back against the tree, and I like to meditate. And sometimes my son and I, we go together. And so it's part of our practice. Dancing and music is also another great one. And then there's meditation every day, and then there's silence.
Yep, I do that also in the morning. Sometimes I do it in the afternoon if I take a break and I go sit down. And when I do that, I keep talking about my cat, but he comes right beside me because he knows, okay, she's doing something serious here. So, and he, but you know something, Barbara, what's really funny, and I just wanted to tell you, is that four nights in a row, my cat came up and laid right beside my face during the night. Now, he doesn't usually do that, but he knew I had a tooth issue. And I think it was his way, because I'd open my eyes and I'm thinking, first time I thought, what is he doing by my face? I mean, right by my face, breathing and heavy, and that means
animals are so smart.
He was heavy thinking. He was sending me something. Mom's got something going on here. I got to get right there. And I always call him my guard cat because he posts himself looking at the door. That's what he does other than he's real next to me. But he stopped on the fifth night. He didn't do it the fifth night. And I thought to myself, I wonder why. Well, he must be thinking I'm getting better. I'm going to solve the riddle. But they know. Pets know what's going on, you know, and and I notice that because I'm home so much, I mean, he follows me around like, he thinks he's a lion. I mean, he's a Maine Coon, he's a big cat, but the way he walks around, like he just struts himself like, okay, I'm here, get out of my way, you know, you get out of his way. But,
it's such a blessing to have a cat or a dog or animals, or because they're not so mental. They're not worried about the future, and they're not worried about regretting the past. They're in the present moment, and they have high frequencies, all these animals. So they are the ones that they are our masters. They are teaching us. So the fact that you have such a wise animal with you, what a great blessing.
Another great blessing, exactly. And I tell him all the time, and now, he's trainable. I mean, you can get him to do anything, because now, though, but he gets spoiled rotten. You know, I come and start my computer, and then I kind of quickly check all the mail, and then there he is sitting beside me, and he knows exactly. He goes from the office to the living room, and that's carpeted, right? And he stands there. And he waits for me, and I started this with him. It's funny, I have to tell everybody this. He waits for me to walk on the carpet, and then he makes this heavy sound. It's not a gurgle. It's like he's talking to me. And I started picking him up and carrying him to his food, because I always give him the food, right? It's like a ritual. You know, you do the same thing. And so I did that a few times, and then I noticed, my God, he's sitting on the carpet and he's waiting for me. And he looks at me like, well, aren't you going to pick me up? but you see, what he's done is, oh, I'm going to get her to do this. She'll do this because she knows I love her.
He's training you.
He's trained me. Oh, yes. And it's okay because I smile and say, oh, okay, come on. He's so heavy. You know, and I said, you know, one day I won't be able to pick you up if you keep gaining all this. But he's not really gaining anyway. He's just a big, tall cat. And he does that. But now I notice I feed him at 8-ish somewhere, and then noonish or 1 o'clock, and then again about 4, and then he gets another little bit just before I go to sleep because, you know, animals like to graze at night, and I always want to make sure that he's got something for himself. But he's got me picking him up all the time now when he goes to his food. So he has trained me well, very well. But, see, that's something to be blessed for because I sit there and I look at him and I think, if I didn't have you, I would be all alone. And it would, you know, yeah, you have friends, and but you're still alone. You're alone in your house, but I have him, and, you know, I welcome somebody in my life, of course. But for now, I've got Mushy.
What's
my star is Mushy. Mushy, M-O-O-S-H-E-E, Mushy.
M-O-S?
M-O-O-S-H-E-E, Mushy.
Mushy, okay. And how old is Mushy?
Mushy is 8. And I had him to the vet in September, and he's doing so well. And she said, the vet said to me, she says, you must be really taking good care of this cat. I said, you bet your sweet life I am. Oh, yes, this is my buddy. Yeah, oh, yeah.
How long have you had him?
He was about 6 weeks old when I got him.
Oh, okay. So I've had him for 2 years.
I've had him a long time. But smart. A lot of cats. Maine Coons are very smart anyways. But that's just something that I feel very blessed that I have. I have Mushy, and I talk to him all the time. And, you know, he watches. He's just, he's my guard cat. He really, really is. He's fierce. He can be fierce. He doesn't like my son. He doesn't like my granddaughter. He doesn't like anybody but me. He loves me, and that's it. You're going to laugh, Barbara. It's like he looks at them and say, don't take your shoes off. Don't think you're going to stay too long because you're not. This is my mom. This is my house. And I tell my son that when he comes over, and he laughs. Oh, my God, what kind of cat is this? I said, it's a cat you don't want to make mad. That's what he is. But,
You definitely have good energy. So again, now Natalie has just given us another example of how to cultivate good energy. All she has to do is think about Mushy, her cat, and she's up there with the angels because she has this wonderful cat who's watching over her, who's taking care of her.
Right.
And all she has to do is think about him, and she's got a very high loving frequency.
Yes,
so,
I'm flying.
So again, so we're back to what we really want to tell our listeners today, that cultivate whatever it is that makes you feel good. Cultivate it, think about it, focus on it, and remember that positive thinking makes the body go strong. It strengthens your immune system. It's the best thing that you can do to help yourself and to help the planet right now. It's to cultivate the high frequency.
Go ahead, Barb.
I would like to suggest one last exercise that works very good that I've used with a lot of clients and that I do myself. It's what I call the love exercise. And I think it's a good one to end our chat tonight with. The love exercise is, for example, you take the word love, and then we can try to do it together, Natalie and me. We try to think of as many words as you can that come to mind when you think about what does love mean to you? What is synonymous with love? In other words, for example, I always start with, if I, for example, do it written, I would take on the top of a piece of paper, I'll write love is, and then I'll start by saying love is kind. Love is understanding.
Love is caring.
Feeling. Mm-hmm. Love is support. Love is gratitude. Love is generous.
There you go.
Yeah, generous. Love is compassionate. So love is
nurturing.
Caring. Nurturing. Love is so. If you start with, I would suggest that you try to go on for 5 minutes. What will happen is if you slowly go through, you know, respectful, tolerant, always present, soothing, calming, relaxing, all these words, you get yourself into such a high state So it's not the important thing about doing this exercise is it's not just the words, it's not just mental, but you will notice that if you do it for a few minutes, you start to feel, especially in the chest and the heart area, you experience what I call a heart opening, the heart chakra. It's like there's a definite change in our body state. And the reason why this is also so important is that especially if we're stressed, if we're nervous, if we have a lot of adrenaline in our system, when we do this kind of the love exercise, the body chemistry changes and there are more endorphins in the system and less adrenaline, and you'll feel much more peaceful, much more calm, much more relaxed. So these are all the love words, calm, peace, relaxation. So you start to experience it. And this is another way of cultivating the higher frequencies, the higher states. And again, these are the kind of exercises that change our biology, that make us stronger, that make our immune system stronger, that make us much more capable and able to deal with the difficulties that we are all facing at the moment. So I highly recommend it. I have a lot of clients. Sometimes I do it with a client. And we sit and we do it back and forth. We exchange the words, and we sort of go into this blissful state, the both of us, which is a great way of being with someone. So
yeah, that's true. No, it's really, really true. And you talked about endorphins. Well, you know, sometimes when if I try to ride my bike every other day, and I notice when I don't. I mean, if I don't push myself. If I don't feel good. Like if I have a bad headache or something, I'll see how I am later in the day. I do my best riding like late in the day, just before my dinner. I don't know why. It's just the timing that I have. But I'll put 2 days in between. But I notice that I feel so good when I come off that bike. Of course, I got my headphones on. Mm-hmm. But I feel so good off that bike. Mm-hmm. Because that's the endorphins. That's what you've done. That's what I've done. And if you can find some kind of physical exercise also, and I have a dual thing with my music and writing. I mean, it's like it's like perfect. And I'm recognizing it more and more. I mean, you can do a test on it, and you'll see that it really works. It really, really does.
It does. Exactly. So I would like to say to all our dear listeners, you're probably doing some of this stuff already, and if you're not, get started because you just feel better. I mean, it's just we have to take good care of ourselves, and these are the ways that we can do it practically, most definitely.
Yes.
And if you want to,
you can be flying with Natalie up there in the sky.
If you want to read more concretely about these things, I would suggest that you get the free ebook from my site, as I mentioned, The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works, at beamteam.com, www.beamteam.com. And then there's also my book, The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul. There's plenty of really good exercises in that book. And the other book that has good exercises is The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of Mind. So you can find plenty of concrete, specific, and very effective exercises in these books of mine so that can help you keep your consciousness and your energy high, which is what
That's
I wish
right.
for you.
That's right.
So,
and I've enjoyed this. And you know you're going to come back on again. I mean, that's a given. We're going to go for number, what was it, three times? This is number four, I think, or is this number three? I don't know, but you'll be back. But you see, we talk nonstop. I mean, we don't, it's because we feed off of each other. And when I'm done here today, you know, I rode yesterday, so I'm not going to ride today, but I'm going to go sit outside, and I have a lagoon behind me. It's a man-made thing, but it's beautiful, and big, huge white cranes, and I haven't got my hummingbirds yet, but they should be here because it's beautiful in South Carolina right now. I mean, it's not too hot. It's hot, but it's not like it can be like in July. But we got our spring early, and the flowers are blooming, and everything is green, and sit outside and say, what a beautiful world that has been created for us, and send positive thoughts to all these people that are going through tough times. But you have to know that it's going to get better. We will get through this. We will help each other. And it's a twofold, Barbara. It's, you know, some people have been more into self, and now they have to think about everybody else. You have to think about where you're going. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. There's a lot of good things going to come from it. And mm-hmm. I think that's how I look at it. I have to look at it that way. And everybody needs to do that. Don't get depressed about it. Just go through it. Walk the talk, talk the walk. And you know that it's going to be okay. Because mm-hmm. we're not here
that's
to be hurt.
That's a great note to end on. It's going to be okay.
Yes,
thank
you, Barbara. You have an awesome evening. I'm thinking you're going to have your dinner, right? Are you going to have your dinner?
It's actually 9 o'clock here, so I'm
going to
have a second.
Okay, so dinner's gone. All done. Okay, well, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon
God
here, but thank you so much. I love you, and I'll send you a link
you
to the article. Make sure I didn't make any boo-boos because, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm working to it. I'm working towards it, but I'm not. Thank you, Barbara, again.
God bless.
And as I always end the show, believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Talk to you soon, Barbara. Love you.
Yes.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its